Well, welcome back to City Council for the 9th of March 2020. For the benefit of those returning to the meeting room, City Council just met in camera in order to receive an update regarding the O-Train Confederation Line LRT Stage 1, update on legal issues and opinions, options rather. These matters will not be reported as they relate to advice that is subject to solicitor-client privilege. During the in-camera session, no votes were taken other than procedural motions and or directions to staff. I want to offer a few remarks on the important actions we will be considering today with respect to the Rideau Transit Group and the Confederation Line Service. As members of Council know, Rideau Transit Group, or RTG, is a general partnership formed by ACS, RTG Partner, Inc., SNC, RTG Partner, Inc., and Ellis Don, RTG Partner, Inc., responsible for designing, building, financing, and maintaining the City of Ottawa's Confederation Line. Today, I'm asking members of Council to issue a notice of default to RTG Partners under the terms of our project agreement. Simply put, a notice of default is a contractual notice under the project agreement. It is a strong tool because it advises Rideau Transit Group that it is in default of its contract, namely because it's not meeting the minimum contractual standards for performance. And when it receives this notice tomorrow, Rideau Transit Group then has an opportunity to fix those defaults. We are also asking RTG to take a much more active role in compelling its key subcontractors, including Alstom, at the top of the list, to improve their performance on an urgent basis. Nous demandons aujourd'hui à RTG.
We're asking RTG today and his partners, including Alstom, to increase performance in a prompt fashion.
It had a contract with Alstom. The city looks to RTG as the single point of responsibility to this contract. This is a strong escalation of the city's legal rights under the project agreement. And if we could, Madam Deputy Clerk, have the motion put forward on the screen, moved by myself, seconded by Councillor Hubley. Whereas Rideau Transit Group is a general partnership formed by ACS RTG Partner Inc., SNC RTG Partner Inc., and Ellis Don RTG Partner Inc., responsible for designing, building, financing, and maintaining of the City of Ottawa's Confederation Line. And whereas the City of Ottawa's project agreement with the Rideau Transit Group, RTG, requires it to deliver a safe and reliable light rail transit system that supports a high ridership level of 10,000 people per hour per direction. And whereas we have seen significant issues with vehicle availability, station availability, and multiple failures across the system from the start of the service, and whereas although RTG, at the city's direction, has taken a number of steps to try to stabilize the service, the efforts to date have not resulted in success, meaning achieving a reliable system with reliable service and failure points remain at unacceptable levels. And whereas in order to ensure that residents of Ottawa receive the light rail transit service they need and they have contracted for and that RTG is contractually committed to provide. And finally, whereas having been briefed by external legal counsel on a privileged and confidential basis, members of council in attendance believe that it is in the City of Ottawa's best interest to issue a formal notice of default to RTG under the project agreement and asking RTG to provide a remedial plan and schedule for remediation of its defaults and rectification to the city by March 31st, 2020. Therefore, be it resolved that City Council direct the Director Rail Construction Program to issue a notice of default to Rideau Transit Group in accordance with the project agreement and to ask Rideau Transit Group to provide the Director Rail Construction Program a remedial plan and schedule for remediation of its defaults and rectification by March 31st, 2020, and delegate the authority of the City Manager to take any other actions required under the project agreement to give effect to Council's decision and to report back to City Council on the results of these actions at its meeting of April 8, 2020. The City of Ottawa has been a good and patient partner to the Rideau Transit Group. LRT was launched 6 months ago on September 14, 2019. Yet at this time, we are not getting the reliable system we are entitled to under the agreement we signed in good faith with RTG. Plainly stated, we're not getting what we paid for. Nous ne recevons simplement pas.
quite simply, we're not getting the level of service that we're paying RTG to provide.
For these failures, but a litany of ongoing technical issues impacting our customers. We signed a contract for a reliable system of support to support our city's high transit ridership of 10,000 people per hour, per direction, and to support for future ridership growth. The acceptable levels of service and reliability are detailed in our contract with RTG, but they are not being met, plain and simple. The Confederation Line is the linchpin of our transit system, and the contract sets a high bar to ensure the required level of service is being delivered to the city and, more importantly, to our transit customers. The consequences of failing to deliver this service are very serious for the partner, the private sector partner. P3 contracts, as we know, put simply, are designed to transfer responsibility and risk to the private sector instead of having those risks borne by the public sector. This risk transfer is managed through a carefully developed contract and underpinned by a variety of financial securities and guarantees. The P3 model offers increased value when the contract is strictly enforced and when the city insists on the service we paid for. We will enforce the contract to get us the service we've paid for. This contract backstops RTG's accountability to provide us with a fully reliable service. Aujourd'hui, nous utilisons les outils continus.
We're using the tools in the contract to force and to hold RTG responsible for their poor performance.
Obligation to properly maintain that level of service once the system is up and running. As we approach the six-month mark, RTG has dramatically exceeded the number of failure points allowed under the project agreement. They have consistently failed to meet their obligations. These three P3 contracts are about partnership, and the city, so far, and its customers have been very, very patient. But these contracts are also about accountability, and we have seen major shortcomings by RTG on this front. The patience of our residents and transit customers has come to an end, and my patience, along with, I think, all members of council, has come to an end. I believe this has been probably the most frustrating file many of us have ever dealt with. The partners that make up RTG need to stop wasting time and instead take greater responsibility for improving their performance and that of their subcontractors. They need to bring their full capability and strength to the project, triple shift, spend resources, and send in more of their best experts. Je veux voir RTG et ses...
I want to see RTG and its partners investing the necessary resources and sending their best experts to Ottawa to find solutions to these issues.
RTG needs to do whatever it takes to improve the reliability of the system and deliver the service we paid for. The motion I have introduced sets a deadline of March 31st for RTG to demonstrate the willingness to step up, to rapidly mobilize their significant resources, and to provide us with a credible plan to restore reliability. Acting in good faith, the city will not dictate the length of time RTG needs to repair the system. RTG has the resources and expertise to provide the city with a credible and realistic time frame that will be verified by our city staff. But let me be crystal clear to the RTG partners, our patience and time are running out. La ville d'Ottawa et ses résidents.
The city of Ottawa and its residents are at the end of their tether, at the end of their patience as well.
A full briefing on the failure points regime contained in the contract. I thank our two external lawyers and our city staff for a very thorough update on all matters legal involving this contract. And these failure points are abundant, with RTG significantly exceeding the allowable limits. I want to reassure residents that taking this step will not risk interrupting rail service. If Council endorses this motion in a few moments, which I strongly urge every member of Council to do, it will still take some time to improve the reliability of the system. But it will enable us to leverage all of the tools that are available to the city under the contract in order to get this fixed as quickly as possible, and that is what our residents and transit passengers expect us to do. The city entered into this partnership in good faith, and thankfully we are protected by a strong P3 contract, and we remain committed to this partnership because we believe it protects the city and its taxpayers in the long run. The next steps in this situation are clearly spelled out in the contract. The city has the ability to further enforce its rights on behalf of Ottawa residents, transit customers, and municipal taxpayers. La ville peut exercer...
the city can use all the rights included in the contract. If we don't see any progress soon, we will move on to the next step.
If does not move to fix the system in a reasonable amount of time, we will move to take the appropriate next steps to the City of Ottawa under both the project agreement and the credit agreement. That is what we're advancing today, the tools available to us through the project agreement in order to make the partnership work. I recognize that our transit users have on numerous occasions suffered significant inconvenience and that the performance of LRT has been inexcusable and intolerable. My highest priorities, and I think every member of council shares this, are correcting the situation and enforcing our agreement with RTG so our transit users can once and for all count on a reliable, dependable service. The residents of Ottawa deserve the level of service that we paid for, and it is up to RTG to provide that service. Nous demandons simplement,
just asking RTG to provide the level of service that they promised us.
Council to support my motion today so that we can work together to make RTG partners take much greater responsibility in the coming weeks and months to restore the reliability of the Confederation line. Once RTG honors their part of the bargain, we can begin the task of rebuilding our residents' faith in our transit network. So we have a motion before us. Madam Deputy Clerk, yeas and nays, please.
Conseiller Lulof?
Yes.
Councillor Dudas?
Yes.
Councillor McKenney?
Yes.
Councillor Menard?
Yes.
Councillor Meehan?
Yes.
Councillor King?
Yes.
Councillor Eglai?
Yes.
Councillor Leeper?
Oui.
Councillor Gower?
Yes.
Councillor Deans, Councillor Shirelli, Councillor Blais, Conseiller Fleury?
Oui.
Councillor Darouz?
Yes.
Councillor Tierney?
Yes.
Councillor Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Councillor El-Shantiri?
Yes.
Councillor Hubley?
Yes.
Councillor Brockington? Not there.
Oh.
Councillor Harder?
Yes.
Councillor Suds?
Yes.
Conseiller Cloutier?
Oui.
Councillor Moffat? Mayor Watson?
Yes.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. Councillor Lulof, please, confirmation bylaw.
Suivant soit lu et adapté règlement.
The current that the preceding of the City Council meeting on March 99th be read and passed.
Councillor Lulof, adjournment, please.
Libération de conseiller le 9 mars 2020.
That the proceedings of the City Council meeting on March 9th, 2020 be adjourned.
It initially said a half hour, but I think we can keep it to five or 7 minutes, and then we'll come back with a special Fedco meeting in between 5 and 7 minutes. And the city manager and Mr. Manconi and myself will be available for a scrum in the middle of the floor here. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.